Chapter 65. I have let myself be searched for by those who had not asked for me. I have let myself be found by those who had not looked for me. I have said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that was not calling upon my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a stubborn people, those who are walking in the way that is not good after their thoughts. The people made up of those offending me right to my face constantly, sacrificing in the gardens and making sacrificial smoke upon the bricks, seating themselves among the burial places, who also pass the night even in the watch huts, eating the flesh of the pig, even the broth of foul things being in their vessels. Those who are saying, "Keep close to yourself, do not approach me, for I shall certainly convey holiness to you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire burning all day long. Look, it is written before me, "I shall not keep still, but I will render a reward. I will even render the reward into their own bosom, for their own errors and for the errors of their forefathers at the same time," Jehovah has said. Because they have made sacrificial smoke upon the mountains, and upon the hills they have reproached me, I will also measure out their wages, first of all, into their own bosom. This is what Jehovah has said. In the same way that the new wine is found in the cluster, and someone has to say, "Do not ruin it, because there is a blessing in it," so I shall do for the sake of my servants, in order not to bring everybody to ruin. And I will bring forth out of Jacob an offspring, and out of Judah the hereditary possessor of my mountains, and my chosen ones must take possession of it, and my own servants will reside there. And Sharon must become a pasture ground for sheep, and the low plain of Achor a resting place for cattle, for my people who will have looked for me. But you men are those leaving Jehovah, those forgetting my holy mountain, those setting in order a table for the God of good luck, and those filling up mixed wine for the God of destiny. And I will destine you men to the sword, and you will all of you bow down to being slaughtered, for the reason that I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen, and you kept doing what was bad in my eyes, and the thing in which I took no delight you chose. Therefore this is what the Sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Look, my own servants will eat, but you yourselves will go hungry. Look, my own servants will drink, but you yourselves will go thirsty. Look, my own servants will rejoice, but you yourselves will suffer shame. Look, my own servants will cry out joyfully because of the good condition of the heart, but you yourselves will make outcries because of the pain of heart, and you will howl because of sheer breakdown of spirit. And you men will certainly lay up your name for an oath by my chosen ones, and the Sovereign Lord Jehovah will actually put you individually to death, but his own servants he will call by another name, so that anyone blessing himself in the earth will bless himself by the God of faith, and anyone making a sworn statement in the earth will swear by the God of faith, because the former distresses will actually be forgotten, and because they will actually be concealed from my eyes. For here I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, neither will they come up into the heart. But exult, you people, and be joyful forever in what I am creating. For here I am creating Jerusalem a cause for joyfulness, and her people a cause for exultation. And I will be joyful in Jerusalem, and exult in my people, and no more will there be heard in her the sound of weeping, or the sound of a plaintive cry. No more will there come to be a suckling a few days old from that place, neither an old man that does not fulfill his days. For one will die as a mere boy, although 100 years of age. And as for the sinner, although 100 years of age, he will have evil called down upon him. And they will certainly build houses and have occupancy. And they will certainly plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. They will not build, and someone else have occupancy. They will not plant, and someone else do the eating. For like the days of a tree will the days of my people be, and the work of their own hands my chosen ones will use to the full. They will not toil for nothing, nor will they bring to birth for disturbance, because they are the offspring made up of the blessed ones of Jehovah, and their descendants with them. And it will actually occur that before they call out, I myself shall answer. While they are yet speaking, I myself shall hear. The wolf and the lamb themselves will feed as one, and the lion will eat straw just like the bull. And as for the serpent, his food will be dust. They will do no harm, nor cause any ruin in all my holy mountain, Jehovah has said.